Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 274.
Yep.
274. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
You okay?
Never.
You are right
fucking
over there?
Never. Okay.
Here we are.
Stevie's fucking having a nervous breakdown.
Why?
When I was getting my eyelashes done, Priscilla says, "Oh shit, a member of One Direction died." And I was like,
"Oh yeah."
And you know Stevie's a big fucking,
I had no idea who it was. I saw just a picture, and then it was like one of the blogs I follow saying they don't know if it was suicide or if somebody threw him.
He went from a balcony, fell 3 feet from a balcony. Yeah,
3 feet.
Three stories, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say he'd have made
3 feet, girl. 3 feet.
That's it.
But yeah, so I was like, oh my God, Priscilla opened my phone so I could tell Stevie. I was like, call her immediately. And as soon as she, you know, my eyes are closed. And as soon as she's trying to open it, we hear the door like bust open.
Oh, she came in?
Barging in. And she's like, Mama.
Mm.
Yeah. It's really sad. It's
very, you know, sad. What I don't like, though, is I see hella jokes. Like he was headed in one direction when he fell off, and like all these jokes in hella poor taste. Why are people treating him like that?
You gotta wait a little bit before you do stuff like that. You can't do it the day of.
Too soon.
Wait, yeah.
Too soon.
You gotta give it a little time before you can make that.
I'm like, who do I follow? My fucking feed is just flooded with jokes. Like,
really?
That's not funny. Yeah, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you gotta wait a little bit. You can't do it fucking the day someone is announced.
I don't like that. Real quick, happy birthday, Mitchie, Lissette, Gianna, my sister Candy, my godmother, Joetta, Anthony too. Fucking everybody, dude. Like, hella other friends that I know that don't listen. Like, them too. Like, what's going on? Fucking birthdays in the last 2 weeks.
Andrea, it was her birthday.
Jesus Christ. Enough.
All hell of October birthdays.
Lots of birthdays, yes.
A lot of Libras.
Mm-hmm. Libras are cool, though. I get along good with Libras.
Agreed.
I've never had problems with Libras, so that's a good sign for me to be around. What's been going on today? I got a fucking email. Bunny didn't go to school today, and I thought that's what I was getting a notification about at first, but no. The school went on lockdown.
Ooh.
And a kid was arrested for bringing a gun to school. And caught with it and shit. But like, when I'm telling her about it, she's like, oh, I bet that was so-and-so, like the day before somebody had mentioned it, cause he'd be bringing it. And I'm like, it's a regular thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
damn.
I didn't want to be like that, but I'm like, is he white? Like, that's when you ought to be scared.
So that's so funny that you say that, because yesterday it was right after school. Thank God Stevie had made it to my car already. I get a text that says the police received a call routed from Veterans Affairs. A man said he was in a campus restroom with a rifle. Police are on scene searching the campus. Students and staff are remaining on lockdown until campus is cleared.
Students
will not be released. Yes. So there was a man in one of the bathrooms with a rifle.
You didn't have to read all that. You could have just told the story.
No, because it's easier for me to do that, bitch, than do all that. Because I'll give even more details.
God.
So they never updated us. I went on the Facebook group.
And it was the high school?
Mm-hmm. I went in the Facebook group, and there was moms in there saying that their kids were in the bathrooms on lockdown and shit.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. So I don't know what ended up happening. It wasn't a student. It was a fucking stranger.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like students bringing guns to school either. And I'm trying to think, when we were in school, was there people bringing guns? And I'm like, maybe.
Maybe, but it wasn't advertised.
Yeah. And it wasn't like I said, it wasn't white kids. So I'm not, you know, it wasn't a threat like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and you knew, like, back when we were in school, it was typically like if people had funk with each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't to just randomly come blast the school.
Right, right. So I don't know what this situation is, but
great.
I'm going to find out. I want some details.
Yeah, I want to know.
Scary. Columbus Day was shameful.
Can't even believe it's still a fucking
thing. It's still a thing, whatever. Indigenous Peoples Day, of course. But why? It's just very weird to be having Indigenous Peoples Day on a day when Indigenous people are being slaughtered by colonizers. Like, nothing's changed.
No.
They're keeping up the same program. And it's very sad. It's very sad to see people fucking burned alive still. We're a year into this shit.
Listen, I saw that video when we were at Gianna's birthday dinner, and I walked outside, bitch, because I was crying. Listen, we've watched cartel videos, fucking yeah. Ron.com. We've seen other horrific videos come out of fucking Gaza, but for that one, just them still moving, just... It fucked with me. Yeah. Really, I didn't go to sleep till 4:45 in the morning.
It bothered me seeing the photo of the kid that was in the video, like on a regular, a regular photo, you know.
It's a baby.
It broke me down yesterday to see it was just a photo of the hand of a child that was killed with marbles in their hand still. Aww. Like, these are kids. Like, it's disgusting, and it's been going on for so long, and it's still going on, and I don't see any end in sight. And the politicians, these fucking presidential candidates acting, pretending like they're fucking trying to stop some shit when really you're the ones doing it. It wouldn't happen without you. Like, it's just disgusting.
And then having the nerve to say, if you don't stop in 30 days, we'll put an arms embargo. Oh, that's funny. It's after the fucking election. Exactly. So you're doing it to pander to votes.
Exactly.
Because you realize.
But what they don't realize is we see what you guys are doing during your presidential, term.
Yeah,
we see what's happening during your term already. Like, you can't pretend your way. Like, you could have stopped it long ago. You're still making it happen. Like, it's sick.
And you know what's crazy? I realized people aren't seeing the videos that we're seeing unless they follow people that post those videos. Because a friend of mine yesterday was like, what do you mean burned alive? I never saw no video. So I show him, and he's like, turns to his wife and is like, we never see anything like this. What the fuck? And so I just opened my Instagram feed and was like, look. And so, I've been sending him videos of people to follow. Like, this is really happening. But our news doesn't show any of that.
And we get in trouble when we share it.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
The world is just hella depressing.
Yeah. It's really fucked up. The Congo, the Sudan, fucking Palestine, all it's just and we still have a day called Columbus Day.
Yeah,
that's a fucking joke,
bro. a huge joke. Something I saw today, I don't know if you saw it, and it made me really fucking sick, is court documents were released confirming that all those bottles of baby oil were in fact GHB.
Yes.
And that was mentioned because GHB is like an oily kind of substance, and it was thrown out there. Like, it's possible that that's why there were so many thousands of bottles. But having it confirmed and being someone that was fucking roofied and raped is so fucking I'm sorry, trigger warning. It's so fucking disgusting. He's done. He better be done. Like, he
better be like, fucking done.
God.
And did you see that all of a sudden Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are looking to move to Europe?
No.
Because
I thought they separated.
Tired of Hollywood.
I thought they separated.
I thought they separated too. No. Now they're looking to move to Europe because they're tired of Hollywood.
Oh, well, let's make sure you're not named first.
Because, depending on where they go, we might not have extradition.
And there's already been speculation that he was involved in shit.
Roman Polanski fucking hid over there forever. Yeah. That's a lot of GHB, dude.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. Fuck. Like, how much are you going through that you would need to stockpile some shit like that?
And where the fuck did you get all of it?
It's scary times. It's scary, disgusting fucking times, for real. Like, and anything I see right now in the media is just depressing. Like, yeah, it's depressing and ugly and like, ugh, it makes me just want to fucking isolate even more.
Yeah. I did see that Italy put an arms embargo on Israel.
Yeah, so I saw that.
Should
have been, did it, but okay. Been. Yeah. It's hard to celebrate and be happy for these little steps.
You let it go. Because
they
year.
Matter, but like you let it go over a year before you fucking decide to do that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how great you are for waiting that long.
The EU is finally criticizing Israel. The French president, same.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we are, and dumb fucking Germany.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fucked up, dude. I went to the fucking, there's this like hospice thrift store by the gas station over by Stevie's school. So I went in it.
Did they have anything good?
They did have some fucking cool shit today.
Like what?
So they have a huge pet section, which is crazy.
That means nothing to me.
Well, for those that like pets. A huge, like, carriers, collars, leashes, food dishes. That's like, good. It's the biggest, nicest fucking secondhand pet section
ever. That
shit ever.
Is pricey.
Yes.
From when I did have pets. That shit is very expensive. So that's good to know.
And you know, I have a million cats. So anytime I see carriers, if they're a decent price, I grab them, right?
Yeah.
So I seen one, I grabbed it, and it had a price tag on it for $19. And I'm like, that's kind of pricey for thrift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled the tag off. I didn't switch or nothing. I pulled it off. I get to the register.
They're
so
like $30. I bought that
and a carnival glass dish, like a vintage carnival glass dish. It's like that amber
iridescent. I know what carnival glass is.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's like green one.
Yeah, yeah.
Different colors. So I got this little amber moon-shaped one. It's cute. So I just grabbed those two. Oh, and I found some more. Vintage Tupperware measuring spoons. So now I have orange, off-white.
Cute.
And avocado green.
Good. Cute.
They're only $2. So he's like, there's no price tag. Let me ask my manager. Guess how much the manager said it was.
How much?
$8.
Look at that. Look at God.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So pays to take the price tag.
It does. It does. And it's just like, I know this shit was donated. The fact that this is called hospice thrift is pretty dark, first of all.
Yeah, it's a hospice thrift.
So I know how you acquired this shit. Stop gouging.
Stop
fucking gouging. Ugh. I mean, and I know they cost a lot of money, like brand new, but still, you're a thrift. Act like it.
Yeah.
Don't get beside yourself.
It really bugs me when I see shit hella overpriced at thrift stores, mm-hmm. especially majority is donated.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. But they had, they didn't really have any good clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you might have found some grandma items in there.
Yeah, right.
But they had like a few vintage Tupperware pieces.
That's cool.
A bunch of that hobnail, you know, that green vintage hobnail glass.
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
It has like, I'll show you. Okay. But they had some of that. They had a thing of vintage buttons. So I grabbed two. One says,
that you don't need.
Women belong in the resistance. Yes, I do. I'm collecting those. Women belong in the resistance. And the other one says, we the people are fed the fuck up.
Good.
So I grabbed those.
Those are some good
two.
Ones.
Yeah. So I grabbed those.
I might have to check them out.
But I'm really excited about the fucking pet carrier. Cause
yeah, me too.
Expensive.
And it's in for someone who hella needs it, who fucking rescues and all kind of shit.
Yeah, because I had a brand new one and I was transporting a kitten to another rescue. And the lady was like, and it was a new rescue. And she was like, yeah, just call me. You can come by and get the carrier. I'm like,
and you
perfect.
Never did?
She don't answer me.
Oh, no.
And it was brand new. It was good. Like, dirty cloth one, hella cute neon green.
You need to go get it.
Fucking thief.
Give me my fucking carrier.
Yeah, so I was able to replace it, which was cool.
Yeah. We were at a birthday party the other day, and my girl Carolyn got out the car, and the first thing she said was, "Oh, I like that shirt." And I was like, "Yep, winner."
Oh,
yep,
my God.
My girl fucking approves. Yes.
They were complimenting each other. She was like, "I want one
like
that."
And I was like, "You can fucking borrow it, girl. You sure can." It had like, did it have a tiger?
A white tiger.
A snow tiger or something?
A Siberian white tiger.
It did. Huge on the front.
It was cute.
It's old. You know, it's vintage. I can't remember where I even got that one, but she loved it.
Loved it as soon as she
fucking got out the car, my girl.
She said, "I like that."
Yes.
P's, it's supposed to be Gianna's birthday party.
Oh my God.
P's completely, you know, don't expect any shine if fucking Santana's
if she's
around.
Yeah.
Like, she takes it all. The night before Gianna's birthday, we went to our nephew Mitchie's birthday dinner, sang him happy birthday, and then Santana had the kids singing her happy birthday probably about 15 fucking times.
No exaggeration.
Lighting candles.
Kept saying, "Let's try again."
And they kept doing it.
Okay, let's try again. No, you know what's going to happen.
It was
She was at a whole separate table than me because I would have cut that shit off. Like,
oh, I thought
enough.
It was fabulous.
By the time we left, the candles were burnt so far down.
There was no more candles.
Oh my God. And they're just fucking humoring her and doing it over and over and over. Like, the song would not end.
It was so great. And then at Gianna's birthday, she had to be in control of the music, of course. So we had to listen to that Lady Gaga song that Wednesday dances to. She did the whole fucking monster dance.
With a serious look on her face?
I mean,
she's a performer.
Yes. Very serious.
Like serious interpretive dance.
Yes.
Fucking, what are you doing?
Bunny walked by. She whacked her in the back.
Like, did her hand like shoo? Don't you see a performance is going on? Oh, my God. Very serious look on her face. I'm so sick of her shit. So fucking sick of it.
Dude, you were saying when she got her face painted at the Oktoberfest.
Starts blowing kissy faces and peace signs to the lady for her to take her picture. The lady didn't even have her fucking camera out yet. She's just
Santana's
posing,
like, you
ready.
Know you want one.
You need a picture before I get out this chair. We were just at Bunny's dentist appointment, and me and her in the waiting room sitting, and there's like a couple other people, and I'm playing my game on my phone, and I look over, and you know, they have like a round mirror on the ceiling, like not security mirror, but I guess so you could see who else is down in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she caught her reflection, so now it's showtime. So she's fucking down there standing in front of some lady, like within a foot of her legs, dancing in front of this mirror. I'm way on the, I'm like, get the fuck over here. Dancing in front of this lady nonstop, swaying her hips.
I love fucking her.
Finally, I just fucking ignored her. Like, whatever. I don't know if the lady's recording her. I don't know. You know, annoyed. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just like, get the fuck.
How could you be annoyed with her? She's so fucking funny, dude.
It happens.
You got to be a curmudgeon if you're annoyed by her because she is so fucking funny, dude.
So, yeah, good times.
I love her. You want to hear something that is not a good time?
What?
I have a few grossies to
Great.
Tell you.
Great. What
grossies.
Is it?
Grossies. The first one I'm going to tell you just because, like, not a shocker. Okay, so I'm watching Reels, and this reel pops up, and it's a guy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 4 or 5 dudes, and they're white, and one of them is like, do you guys shit? Do you get out of the shower to shit, or do you shit before you get in the shower?
I think your body decides that for you, right?
And yeah, so the dudes are like, I shit, you know, before I get in the shower, right?
Like, if you have a choice, then I think you should.
Yeah, shit
okay.
before the shower.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be wet on the toilet, yeah. whatever. So that was one part. Then the dude that asks it proceeds to say, do you wipe or do you just get in the shower afterwards? And the
this makes me uncomfortable.
The guy goes, I don't wipe. And all of the other dudes are like, what? Ew. And the dude's like, you guys wipe? And they're like, fuck yeah, we wipe, right? He then proceeds. So one of the dudes goes, bro, but you don't use soap. And the guy's like, I don't like body wash. I don't use body wash. I don't use soap. And they're like, so how do you wash your asshole. And he's like, what do you mean? The water's cleaning it for me. I take my hand and I clean it. Bro, the water cleans me. And was very adamant and was dead serious. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a fucking spoof.
And was irritated that they were questioning it.
The other three dudes were like, that's hella gross. And they're laughing because they're like, what the fuck? He very adamant that he shits, gets in the shower, uses his hand. Not even a washcloth, bitch.
That's what I was going to say next is, you know.
And someone in the comments was like, this is when the non-washcloth and the washcloth community come together and everybody is disgusted because how, we're all disgusted. Bro?
Yeah, we've united in our disgust.
So you have wet, smeared poop on your asshole.
And you're just trusting a little quick rinse off. Like, that's unacceptable. It's still
gonna smell.
You have a dirty, filthy asshole.
Your whole body is filthy. You're not using any soap.
Also, what are you doing? Rinsing shit down your legs? Like you're
with
just
your hands?
What? You're not using soap. You're just.
Why wouldn't you wipe?
And you're not. You're in there and it's hot and you're not using soap. What does the bathroom smell like? Like that's gross. I can't imagine just rinsing off a dirty body. You're not getting it clean. It's just like.
You're just smearing dirt and dead skin cells.
Yeah, you're relocating it.
Can you imagine what that towel looks like when he dries off? It has to have so many fucking rollies on it. You know what I'm talking about?
That is really fucking gross.
Really fucking gross.
Oh my God. And it's scary because it's like, these aren't everyday questions people ask. How do we know anyone that lives a life like that? Like, you never know.
I don't know.
We need to start having these conversations, I think, so that
we can shame them.
Each one teach one. Like, you know, like, we need to put a stop to this. It's scary. I don't want to accidentally have sex with someone that lives their life like this. Like, that's fucking disgusting.
The smell.
I already judge people that don't have wipes in their bathroom. Like, you can't trust a dry wipe. A dry wipe is shady as fuck. I don't want to have sex with someone that had a dry wipe. Like, it's just gross. It's just too much, too risky. That kind of behavior.
But this takes the cake to shit, not wipe. Get in the shower.
Get it hot.
Hot.
Heat it up.
Rub your poopy asshole.
A little bit. Because, you know, they don't want to be gay. So they're only going to do it a little bit. They're not going to really get in there. Like, I want them to.
And the dudes were like, what about your hand? Like,
you're touching shit. You're touching a faucet. So then you touch the faucet. You're touching doorknobs and shit. And is that person single?
I was just going to say, and then you have sex.
They need to interview their partner next.
And ask what their sit-down air smells like when they're giving him a fucking blowjob. And why are you
not fucking getting him together?
Ugh. No.
That makes me sick.
Gross.
That makes me so fucking sick.
So then when I was on the phone with a friend today, I was telling her about that and this other story, but I'm saving the other one for last. She proceeds to tell me she was at her son's football game this weekend and there was a lady in sweats digging in her butt. And she said it was like almost to her elbow, but like digging in her butt.
Doing what?
I don't know. And she goes, so, you know, I'm grossed out. And she's like, you know, I'm watching her to see what she does. And she goes, she takes her hand out and touches the fucking railing. She's like, so in my head, I'm like, okay, great. Asshole on the railing. I said, don't tell me she sniffed her fingers, bitch, in public. So I'm thinking she's going to sniff her fingers. She goes, no, bitch. 30 seconds passes. She puts her fucking fingers in her mouth. She said, so, you know, I'm over here trying not to fucking dry heave.
For what reason are you putting your fingers in your mouth?
She said, I don't know if she was biting her nails. I don't know. She was like, but they went in her mouth. I fucking swear to God. Did you see the Raider player recently?
No. I believe it was Raiders. Fine one.
No, I don't know. But I believe it was a Raider player. I saw a video of him sitting on the sideline. Sneak a little booger taste.
Come on. Like, we're grown-ups.
A grown-up. He ate a booger.
We're grown-ups. You're one of them nasty kids that did that weird shit and never grew out of it. And you, here you are, all eyes on you, and you're just going to sneak one?
Like, you got to expect a camera on you at all fucking times. Like, why would you even risk that? Why would you do it in the first place?
But
why
like would you subconscious. Risk it? It was just like a subconscious thing. And he did it like thing. This.
He went.
Oh,
like a
God.
Scoop and drop. Scoop,
oh,
drop.
Oh, I'm going to Google that when I leave because I need to know.
Kill yourself. This is disgusting. So, my last gross story.
That's scary.
I think this is gross. Some of y'all might not. It makes me want to fucking gag.
What is it?
Because loogies make me want to gag.
Mm-hmm.
Another reel. It's another podcast. It's two women. European accents.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking and they're disclosing like the weirdest thing they do that other people would think was weird or, you know, whatever. Secrets. Okay.
Do we have, all right, well, we'll visit that question after you tell this story.
It better not be nothing like this answer, bitch. I'm leaving.
What is it? What is it?
The one lady goes, so, you know how your discharge is more slimy when you're ovulating? Mm-hmm. She's like, it's like egg whites, you know?
It's like a jellyfish will come out sometimes.
She said, only when I'm ovulating, I like to eat it. Her own. Like a cookie jar, a picnic basket, bitch. And the other fucking host goes, no, no, no.
If you said that, all this equipment would be broken.
Broken.
They would be calling the cops.
I want my ass beat.
The kids would probably cry. They'd be so afraid of the rage running through me.
We're sitting here and I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm ovulating. And I dig in my own vagina.
To pull out some pussy snot.
And...
why would you do it?
How did you start this? How did you start it?
And why is it something you enjoy that you'll keep it going?
And she made sure to specify a couple times, only ovulation discharge.
Because that's what you can actually pull out. That's when it's like a mass. It's like a stretchy, like a, you know what I'm saying? Slime. It's like a homemade slime. That's when it's like that. Otherwise, it's just like watery or whatever, right? Listen.
So there's people in the comments going, women defending it, going, but men do it when they eat us out. And I'm like,
they're not slurping hunks out. Not while we're in the car driving somewhere and they're like, let me get some. It's like, it's something that just happens in the process of something
else. Yeah, and they're not like specifically going to suck fucking pussy loogies out.
That's not
the
goal. Right.
No.
Right.
And it's thicker than male fucking jizz, dude. Like,
I'm ovulation in discharge. Shock.
And yes, bitch, I was like, you know.
We don't need to know this much about each other. Knowing that, though, like, I would not be going to her house. Stevie I would not goes. Be eating her food. I would not be inviting her anywhere. No more gatherings. No more fucking, no.
Because what else are you doing?
Yeah, you're what a sick one. You're else? A sick one. I don't want you in my car.
Why would you ever? Stevie goes, I would have took that to the fucking grave.
Because something's wrong with you. You need to tell a doctor that.
That you're eating it, like, straight from the source.
Why, though? I don't understand.
She has a vitamin deficiency.
Why? That, like, pica that's making her crave it. Why? What are you lacking in nutrients that's making you go for that?
It's so gross, dude.
I've tasted myself on some inadvertent sexy time type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Not,
you didn't
I just
scoop
need
a
to
hunk
do
out.
It. That's my... What I'm
snacks.
Doing. Yeah, yeah. That, like, what in your brain, what is going to make you go in and get it and eat it? What else are you doing? That's the real fear. Because that was mild. That was mild enough that you were comfortable sharing that.
Yeah, you felt like, this ain't that bad.
You didn't know how off the fucking wall that was.
Right.
What else are you doing?
What else are you doing? What else are you ingesting, bitch? What other body fluids? She's for sure a booger eater.
If you're eater. A blood clot eater. A fucking, I wouldn't put nothing past that bitch. You're tasting all kind of shit.
Hide your toenails.
If you're eating that, you're eating anything. You're trying it all. What the fuck is wrong with her?
As a texture person alone, it makes me fucking...
Oh, God. I can't imagine that.
And admitted it. And then there was women in the comments defending it.
Defending it? How? What's the argument? What can you defend?
People do it when they're eating pussy. But it's not the same.
It's not the same. And also, when you're eating pussy, you're like lubricated. It's not just straight ovulation. It's not fucking loogies. It's not pussy snot.
No.
It's fucking, you're like juicy and shit. Like, it's not the same. No, it's not. Oh, I want to fight people. This makes me want to fight.
Gross, huh?
People are sick.
And she's just so okay. Fucking.
That's a weird bitch.
I put on today's segment of the most fucked up and all of the most fucked up.
Oh my God. Do you do anything weird or gross?
I don't eat anything out of my own pussy because I like it. That's for
fun,
sure.
For shits and giggles.
I'm bored. No. What do I? Let me see.
I will say I finger myself like when I'm washing myself and shit to a like almost dangerous level. Like I'm like all the way in there and shit.
You're all poking your cervix. Yeah.
If my fingers were longer, I would be touching.
That's why you have midget fingers. God was like, stay out of your pussy.
You're in there way too much.
Stay the fuck out of your pussy.
You're gonna hurt some shit, bitch. I gotta give you short ones because you're gonna fucking rupture something. No, but when I'm washing myself, I get all the way in there. Same with my asshole. Like, yeah, I'm getting
not, well, let me
in
say
there
not with soap. We're not putting soap in our
vaginal.
Yeah,
vaginal. No, but yeah, that's something that I wish more people would do that though.
I think probably the weirdest would be shooting water out of it.
Yeah,
I don't ingest any body fluids on myself
for fun.
No. Sometimes I've been doing this since I was little though. If I'm sitting watching TV by myself, I play with my boob.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that before.
I think that's like it as far as like weird stuff.
Yeah. That's weird.
But I've done that since I was little.
Yeah.
Not so much now that I'm older and like have kids and shit, but if I had to pick something, that and I think shooting the water would be the weirdest.
But that's just like extra considerate. I don't even think that's weird. That's just like thorough in your hygiene.
Rockets.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I'm flushing it out. Like, it's very considerate if I'm going
to. We've been told not to do that.
But as long as you're just using hot water, you're fine.
Yeah.
I haven't had any problems from it.
Yeah, I don't douche with store-bought
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't think there's really anything else weird or gross that I do.
Yeah, nothing gross. I don't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I like using an enema fucking once every 10 days.
You do like enemas. Yeah,
I do.
I've only used one time, and that's when I was so fucking constipated when I was pregnant. I like had to, or yeah. I was going to go to the ER. But I should try to use it like
it
on a regular.
It's so good and like cleaned out.
What does it do? It makes you go right away, right?
Yeah.
And so it just flushes you out?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to try that.
I know. I like it.
Yeah.
Not like do it every day or so that I lose
once
my
a
poop
week
fucking,
or something.
What is it? My poop light, my poop indicator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it too much or you'll lose your fucking
poop sensor.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Don't, but I don't,
will you?
Yeah.
I heard that your poop sensor only stops working if you ignore it too much.
Well, or if you become dependent on an enema, like every day, every other day.
Because a lot of people that do anal, they, you know, and sex workers, I know that they do them often to clean out.
Yeah, I wouldn't do them every day.
Oh.
No, but I like doing those.
I'd like to try that. Just for that extra flushed out feeling.
Yeah, I think you would like it. Now that you're not like super constipated. Yeah, and just it's on a regular day,
try it now. Yeah. Because I have no idea what it would feel like.
Yeah, because it was probably a nightmare.
It was. It was me screaming. Yep. I still remember like birth, I was sweating. Yes, screaming in the bathroom. My sister was there. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's not a good time when it's like a necessity.
Yeah, it was an emergency situation.
Yeah, no. And you know who fucking introduced me to enemas? This is going to sound weird and creepy. Fuck Ooh. Everybody.
Billy, William.
My dad been doing those.
Really?
Yes.
From constipation or?
Both.
To clean out?
Yeah, he said it makes me feel clean.
Good job. Good for him.
Yeah.
That ain't weird at all. High five.
The fact that my dad fucking...
Whatever. Learned it from- I don't care. I want your dad, Chrissy,
watch me.
I want your dad to have a clean asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect it.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's where I first fucking even learned what the fuck it was.
Good.
Apparently coffee enemas are a big thing.
Really?
But I don't know why.
I've only
coffee.
Seen it on My Strange Addiction. I've only seen it then, and it was like keistering caffeine, mainlining yes. caffeine. So like that's the real benefit, I think, that they liked it, why they liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because why else would you need a coffee enema?
Yeah. They were psycho, too. They were talking all fast. Like, it makes me feel alive. And I'm like, you're probably about to have
and
a heart attack.
The doctor had told her, like,
stop.
And she was like, no.
They'll never stop.
No, I'll mm-hmm. never stop.
Yeah.
Ram that up my fucking asshole.
Well, while we're on the subject, I got my ass ate. No big shock there, but I've always...
Is it your first time?
No, but I'm not big on it because I'm like, I don't do ass play, right? And so...
You're missing out.
Now I'm kind of like, I think this person did it to change my mind. They even said that. Like, because I would always... A little bit. So what happened was...
Because let me tell you.
I'm always like... I like it from a cerebral point of view.
Yes,
right?
It feels naughty.
It's naughty, but I like it because it's just a way for me to further dom you yeah. eating my ass, right? Like it's a mental
degrading.
Thing. Yeah, of yes, course.
For
and
sure.
I'm the queen and you're eating my fucking ass. So yeah. I get off on it from that point of view,
Agreed.
Right? And so I would always be like, physically, it's whatever. I don't really care about it physically. But this person really gave it their all, and it was, like, great. And I was like, wait a minute.
I might like
you. You might be fucking on to something. Yeah.
Would you think you might let that person fucking use
Do it again?
Yeah, or, like, their finger?
They kind of did use their finger, but not in it like that. But, like, on it and stuff. It was, like, a lot going on. But it was, like, nice. I was like, oh, this is actually good.
Were you banging while doing that?
No. No, it was just that.
Wait till it's that. It's even better.
Maybe. Might be feeling a little adventurous.
You know, it feels a little naughty, like, when you're banging someone and they stick a finger up your butt. It's kind of, like, DP.
I've had people try to do that, and I'm like, don't do it. Don't you fucking do it. Like, I'm not a bitch. I'm the man here. Don't fucking do it. It's always been like that. Like, I
think it's a
that
psychological
shit.
Block for you.
It is. Because, like, I feel like you're doming me if you do that to me. And I can't allow
so
that.
So look at it like dirty whore DP.
Okay.
Try that.
Maybe I'll try that.
That feels fucking, yeah. like, naughty.
Okay.
And so then it feels Slut really
me
good.
Out.
When you have an orgasm like that. I say it quiet, like yeah. someone's in here. When you have an orgasm.
Okay.
It does.
Well, maybe, fucking, yeah, maybe I'll get a little
I'm
adventurous.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, because I was like, hold on a minute. This ain't half bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the older we get.
Yeah, look at that. Look at us. Growth. It's growth. Because before, I would be
growth.
Like, whatever. It's a mental stimulation for me. But physically, like, nah, not really. Nope. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Maybe you have the fucking right person doing it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good connection.
Yeah. Yep.
Look
not
at
ma-
you.
Not
high
bad about that.
High fucking five.
Also, which is weird, an ex hit me yesterday that I really fucking will love forever and love deeply. And oh. I haven't talked to him in a while. And he hit me and I was like, wow, that's nice to hear from him. Because I was just going to live life and never hit him again. because I hadn't talked to him in a while. And so to hear from him was really fucking nice. So maybe I'll see where that goes. I'd like to see him.
Are they available?
Yeah. I mean, they've always been available. What do you mean? Bitch. All my exes belong to me. Like, do we gotta revisit that rule? Like, if you're my ex, even if you have a bitch, we share. Like, bitch, they still belong to me.
Oh, my God.
Let's just put that out there. If I've ever had them, they're still mine. So if you're fucking with them now or whatever, bitch, we're sister wives. Because they, if I call, they're coming. That goes for everyone.
You're insane.
That's just what it is. So yeah. Are they available? Yes. Always.
I can't stand you.
It's just facts.
So I have a write-in that I wanted to read.
No, I'm not ready for that yet. Cause we got to talk about something.
What?
It's
so good.
Well, there. Okay. I'm going to segue into that from starting off with P's ridiculousness. She wants a baby puppy, right?
Good girl.
And I kept telling her like, no, because they're just a pain. I don't want the house to smell like dog. They're stinky. They're a lot of work.
You will have to clean and way more than you would without an animal.
Yeah, of course.
And the hair.
I'm telling her that. And I'm like, they're stinky. It's a lot of work. You got to take them outside so they could go to the bathroom. They don't go to the bathroom in the house.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, they could go on the toilet. And I'm like, no, they can't. They have to go outside. Yeah. I'm explaining this to her. And she goes, but you like to clean. No, I fucking asshole. Don't. No, I don't.
She's like, that's all you do.
That's all you're good for. You like to clean. You clean.
Anyway. You'll love it.
I say that to say I'm not cleaning a stranger's dog shit out of my driveway again.
Hey, I'm surprised you guys haven't banged on their door because, so, Maria, it's the most disrespectful shit that many times.
Yeah.
On concrete. And you're letting your dog shit where you live, bitch.
But, okay, so what happened was the other morning, I have stinkers before garbage day. I go in the room and I'm like, hey, we got to put the cans out. Like, I forgot. Let's go. So he's already pissed. It's like 6 a.m.
It's like, you fucking bitch.
It's still dark. Like, I'm taking him outside. We're moving the cans down the driveway and he steps in dog shit.
My whole neighborhood would have been woke up.
So he looks at me like he wants to hit me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Sorry, like, I'll figure it out. Like, we have cameras, but my camera is not catching where they're shitting at.
The shit bandit.
So we still don't have confirmation and proof who it is. So I just been assuming, me and him were doing some thinking and we're like, it has to be the neighbor downstairs because they have a dog and they come through the driveway to get rid of their trash or to check the mail. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's hella people that walk dogs every day that are on the front camera, but they're always on a leash. So I don't see them letting their dog go down our long ass driveway to shit. Like, it has to be the neighbor, right? So I send my landlady a message and I'm like, hey, please remind the neighbors that have a dog, you know, downstairs that, to clean up their dog's shit, because I've done it 4 times in the past couple of weeks and my son stepped in it the other morning. I'm over it. It's disgusting. And so she's like, okay. She calls me yesterday and she tells me that she sent that message to the person. They've been out of town for a week. They're not home. So I'm like, okay. And so she's describing the dog and she's like, cause I tell her I have cameras, so I'm going to catch whoever this is. I'm on the case. So she's like, well, is it a black dog? You know, like describing the dog to me. And she's like, let me know, because they're saying that they haven't been there for a week. And, how long has it been going on? You know, we're talking. So now I'm like, who the fuck is it? So I have to move a camera. Yeah, because we got to get to the bottom of this.
And find out, because it's not one time. It's not 2 times. It's not 3. This is 4 times. That's rude.
It's rude as fuck. It's only been happening in the last like 2 weeks.
It's rude.
I'm going to fucking snap. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you catch them in the act?
Could you imagine? Like, you're very bold, because we could come out that back door at any time. And if I catch your dog shitting, I'm going to wring your neck. Like, so I'll keep you guys posted.
I can't wait to find out who's doing it, because
I thought it was the neighbors. And I was like, I can't go down there and talk to them yet because I want to hit them. So I'm going
to
wait.
And I have to live by that.
So I went, I cleaned it again. This time it was like soft. So I had to get soapy water and shit. It was just a nightmare.
No.
I'm not going to keep doing that though. I'm not. So
you're on peas. This is why.
Yes. It's so gross. Poop. Oh, it's so gross. So
that's really fucking.
Yeah.
I
said at least it's a relief to know that it's not those kind of people living below me.
Yeah.
You know, at least. But I'll figure it out.
So we have a spooky
poop
mystery
bandit.
Case.
Mystery poop bandit. Yes.
This is going to be fun to find out.
Yes.
If I start the next episode by myself, it's because she's in jail.
You have the phone like this. It's a collect call.
I'm like, talk.
You're
we're
like,
on.
Tell us. Who was, ready?
Go.
Episode 275. Who was it? I'm crying. I'm just crying into the phone.
We can't
come
even understand.
Get me. Come get me. I'm just sobbing. All right. You guys will know.
Fuck.
All right. Sorry. What's the write-in?
Oh, okay. So let me find it. Okay. So you guys know I've been, well, you guys don't, but I've been going live every day on Patreon.
I love it.
Every day.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. They went thrifting with me today. They drove with me yesterday to go pick up the thing from Marketplace. I finally went and picked it up.
Oh, you got it?
I did.
Shut up.
It's like this big.
Oh, did you post it?
I posted a photo on my story today.
I love it.
I think I left it in the living room.
Oh, that's cool.
So I've been going live.
Okay.
So this is a write-in from somebody
on
that's always
Patreon?
On the lives.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if I can do it without crying.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
It's gay.
It's so fucking gay.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Thanks a lot. All right. Sappy ass write-in, beware. I'm not going to put a trigger warning because it's not warranted, I don't think, but it's worth mentioning that I get into some heavy mom stuff, and I know that it's a lot for Pat. Sometimes, and I want to respect the emotional labor it takes to relate and connect when you're in a rough spot with it. So if you're not in a place where you can get into, by all means, skip this. The last thing I ever want to do is upset one of you guys. So
wait, about me?
No, it's not about you, but she's going to get into some mom stuff. So she was just giving us a trigger warning.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Crystal and Pat. This might be sappy, and I'm sorry if it gets too long, but I just wanted to be real about the impact this show has had on me in such a positive way. So I want to first say how much I appreciate your work and support for this community on top of the chaos that ensures without fail.
Ensues.
Sorry. Ensues without fail. You see me adding fucking letters.
Well, you're already crying.
Every
Jesus
week.
Jesus Christ.
You both are the catalyst for a good amount of my own personal growth and truly make me stronger as a parent and human being. I was born into a world where I was genuinely unwanted and unloved by my parents and most of my family. A real bummer, man. Not even complaining at this point, it's just an unfortunate piece of my lore, LOL. My mom didn't tell anyone she was even pregnant until the bitch was in labor. I was told the ruse was possible thanks to grunge era, baggy jeans, and flannel galore. Anyway, she put me up for adoption and went on her way. I was born on a Thanksgiving evening, and by Monday, my grandparents had talked her into giving motherhood the good old college try. I was supposed to be picked up by my adoptive family, but there was an issue with my paperwork, and by some divine inconvenience, I was still there on Monday. They had to buy a car seat on the way to get my little ass and everything. And she just never loved me. Was actively hateful and abusive due to my strong resemblance to my dad. Left me and my grandparents to be raised by them instead. And she went to go live with various dudes, and a couple times someone decided I had to go too. I was bragging to my classmates in elementary that I had a fucking pool where I lived and thought I was hot shit. I got made fun of for living in a hotel, and I was crushed. I didn't realize that was abnormal at all, I guess. I was just going back and forth to my grandparents when her boyfriends got sick of me. I had moved back and forth over 10 times before middle school. I could really go in, but I digress. I'm not going to go in on my dad either, because while his abuse was way gnarlier, he apologized and grew into a better parent for my little sister 17 years after I was born. My mom had another kid 14 years after me and was just as shitty and honestly worse from what my sister shares with me. Just deplorable. This is already getting long, but I wanted to set the stage to say that lately, for the first time, since I went no contact with her 5 years ago, harassment during my pregnancy was a deal breaker. I'm really struggling with not having a mother. That book, Are You My Mother, was one that I read. Every single night for years. I've cried so much with Pat on the show to know she has to experience that overly specific and all-encompassing pain that comes with being motherless and feeling discarded. No child deserves that, and I'm sorry that our moms were unable to be the moms we deserved and needed. I've been hugging you from across the country. You are such an incredible mother and woman, and honestly, you're the mother that I relate to and look up to the most. I'll never be able to thank you enough for everything you've given me. I don't have any kind of motherly figures or relatives who have been able to guide me and support me until I found Hello Dysfunction. It took a while to be able to allow myself the luxury of having a Patreon subscription because I was not allowed to have anything that was nice, especially if it was somehow better or what my mom wanted. I've recently been trying to find some kind of chat room or community to further engage with people who are both aligned with my interests and values and also don't harass me for nudes. Reddit was a mistake, but Crystal, your lives on Patreon have been exactly what I needed. A stream of support, hilarity, animals, and of course, dysfunction. The last time I was on the live with everyone, I had to leave and do my bullshit and said goodbye. And Crystal said, bye, Liz. We love you. Y'all, tears. Instant tears, and I'm not even the type to be emotional like that. I don't know how or why this hit me so hard. I think I honestly just needed to hear such a simple kindness, and it brought me to my knees because I wasn't expecting it. I truly struggle in conversation, especially through text with people I haven't met, and I was nervous about engaging and being a goober, but it's just a warm, safe space you guys have created. You ladies truly do the most for your people, and it's beautiful to be a part of. You ladies have shouted me out on my 30th birthday and gassed me up and continue to be supportive and kind. So I wanted to get a little vulnerable to express how huge HD has been for my life. I don't talk about my childhood outside of therapy because I don't ever want to sound bitter or ungrateful. Even my 5-year-olds danced to the intro and asked me to put on Our Girls. Thank you again for being the kindness I needed this week, Liz.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for making me cry.
Yeah,
I already knew that was going to make me cry. It's very sweet. Thank you again for being the kindness I needed this week and for being totems of goodness and a guiding light for the misguided parts of me and everyone else in this community. With love and gratitude and to a free Palestine and liberation of the Middle East, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
We love you.
I love that we can be some support for you, and we are lucky to have you in our community. And you know, someone with a similar upbringing, and you're definitely wanted and loved, and we're so happy to have you. So I hope you know that, along with everyone else, of course.
Yeah,
that's with us in this family we've built.
It makes me emotional. Obviously, stupid bitch. It makes me fucking emotional when we're told that the purpose of why we even started the show. The purpose of why we started the show, it's showing, okay? Fuck. It's them stupid cats just knocked me off my thought process.
But it does. It makes me emotional to see what the show is doing. It's doing what we wanted it to do. It's making people feel comfortable and seen. And
wanted.
And loved.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the things that we needed.
And my fucking hormones are hormoning right now. Do you want to read this?
Sure.
It's from one of our favorites.
Okay.
Did I move it?
No, I'm just laughing. It says, I had to just rewrite this entire fucking thing because the page refreshed. Unbelievable.
I love him so much. I love him.
Greetings, ladies. I've been a listener since the infancy of the podcast. However, this is my first time writing in. I'm sending this in on behalf of Christine, my mom, who celebrates her 55th birthday on October 16th. Another one. Another damn birthday, Christine. Uh-huh. I know trying to figure out your school shit has been frustrating and caused a serious hiccup in your career, but you'll get through it. You always do. Thank you for teaching me how to be cool, for teaching me how to shave and braid my hair, for teaching me how to cook and do laundry, for teaching me how to defend myself, and for teaching me empathy. It's something everyone can learn from you. I don't know what is going on right now.
I'm like, where's everybody else in this fucking house?
Wait, can you recognize who that is?
No. Hold on.
Pause for just a second. Sorry, pause for just a second till she gets
like it's fucking interrupting write-ins. Jesus Christ.
It's a bar fight in the fucking hallway.
Just leave it in.
Okay, you truly change the world around you on a daily basis. Aww. Love you, dick breath. Speaking of dick breath, let's get to the real reason for this write-in.
I love him so much.
This adds as a loose tie-in to her story a few episodes back about James Hetfield and the... My eyes are
Remember
blurry.
She was fucking underage,
yes,
I think?
Yes, yes.
I just got my lashes done today and they're going to fall out from
my
crying.
Fucking eyes are blurry.
Sure being a pussy too.
About James Hetfield and the bastardly skin flute.
Yes.
I reckon this tale of deviance takes place in 2014. I had just gotten off work and was headed into the liquor store for my usual bottle of Kentucky Deluxe. Not the classiest of times. Now, understand that the phone I had at the time would allow you to pull down to read messages without revealing who the sender was. So as I'm walking in, I get a text notification with this spicy little number. Quote, I wish I was sucking your cock while you finger me. Zoinks. A bottle of whiskey and some sexting after dealing with Dollar Tree customers all evening. Say less. I'm waiting in line. I open the message to deliver a raunchy rebuttal and am met with a devastating heartbreak.
It's his mom.
The sender. Mama.
No! Wait a minute. No! Christine, bitch.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna fucking die.
Wait a minute.
That's like opening a camera and seeing your stepdad's fucking dong on it.
Oh my
a
God,
gifted
wait.
Fucking camera.
Wait.
Oh my God.
Now, just knowing men, you know he probably had a semi. At
he
that
had a boner.
Point.
100%. It instantly woke up.
It, for your mom.
For your mom, you fucking scumbag. You wanted
you
to fuck your mom?
Mom. You had your whiskey. You was ready and excited at that point for your mom's pussy. Oh, my God. The sender, mama. I've never had blood leave my penis with such haste.
I would have went home. He went home and beat her ass.
Punched her.
He spit on her as soon as he walked through the front.
Stinkers. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
He would never call the cops. He would call the cops. He would never speak to me again. Oh my God. A real boner killer, folks. I rushed through the transaction, trying not to shit myself from the stress of what I just read.
Knowing your mom's a whore.
Oh my God. As I'm walking back out to the car, I see her head down in shame and decide to ask the awkward embarrassment for... and decide to bask in the awkward embarrassment for a few moments before letting out, going to suck some fucking cock in. Hey there, chief. Their relationship. Their fucking love relationship.
So much.
Oh my fucking God. Go to suck some cock, hey there, chief. She belts out, I'm so fucking sorry. Next bottle of whiskey is on me.
Did you tell her you got a boner? she said it.
A wasted boner.
You had blue balls from your mom.
Oh my God. L-O fucking L. Tisk, 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 Christine. I can't recall the name of the intended recipient all these years later or if he ever got that BJ, but it sure is fucking funny. Hashtag accidental incest.
He's like, this is the birthday write-in I'm writing for my mom.
I got the perfect one. Oh my fucking God. Even though you're a fucking creep, happy birthday, mama. You're one dynamite gal. And to you ladies, thank you for all that you do. This podcast is one of the highlights in my monotonous work week. You rock ass, bruh. Love yas as fuck. As always, fuck Netanyahu and free Palestine.
Oh God. Oh my God. This is the best. Fuck, I love you so much. Oh, Christine, I love you, you slut. Happy birthday. God damn, I love you guys so much.
Happy birthday.
And they're just as great in person.
Oh, my God, fuck. They are. I this love is like them. The best scenario. I'm so glad you shared this with us.
I thought I fucking was traumatized seeing fucking Mom and Tony sex pics and multiple fucking
gifted devices.
Electronics. But I'm getting a text. If my stepdad sent me a text saying I can't wait for you to suck my cock.
I wish you were fingering me while sucking my cock. Bitch. There's no coming back from that. Oh, like, there's none. I would fight my mom. There's no coming back from that. I'm so glad you guys have the relationship that you do. And that you asked her, was she getting ready to suck cock? Because that's the
best. Going to suck some coffee. Their cock, either, chief.
Oh, my God. Fuck is going on? I love that.
Oh, I love that. And he was like, I'm gonna write in for her birthday and tell everybody. This is perfect.
I love you guys so much.
Oh God, was fucking fabulous, dude.
Oh God.
Oh, my stomach hurts. That was fucking.
I was not expecting none of that. I'll tell you that right fucking now. Oh my God.
Especially after just crying. No, that was perfect.
Perfect timing.
Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion. What movie is that from?
I don't know. That accent was Steel like. Steel Magnolias. I was just going to say that. That accent is giving Steel Magnolias.
Definitely.
So. All right. I'm going to read one.
Okay.
I need to read this. Okay. Hey, aunties, I'm back. If we can keep this write-in anonymous, thank God, because I almost said her name.
We're telling everybody who
that
wrote
would be
it.
Great. After the latest Patreon episode, you both have triggered forgotten childhood dysfunctional memories of mine. It's a bit long, so I'm sorry in advance. My dad was in San Quentin for most of my life until he got deported to the Philippines.
Oh.
He wouldn't send letters, but he would occasionally send flowers made out of Jolly Ranchers. Oh, that's cool.
I only got fucking Disney drawings.
I had those.
Did you?
I think I might still have one somewhere from my ex. They would run hot water on the Jolly Ranchers and mold them into fucking roses.
Really cool.
Yes, with multiple colors.
There's so much talent in prison.
There is. So resourceful.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, he would occasionally send flowers made out of Jolly Ranchers and white plastic bracelets with my name on it. Aww. I still remember receiving collect calls and my mom telling me I'm wasting her money by responding to his questions with only one-worded answers. Like, ma'am, I'm only six. Am I supposed to respond him with, so how's life in the pen?
Yes.
Do anything interesting today? Also, can I mention that visiting inmates in prison or deportation centers, of course, there's strict dress codes.
Yes.
But I don't know why my mom didn't learn the first time and always had us going back and forth at least three times just to change.
Some of them you can't even wear underwire in your bra.
Gosh, she probably just wanted to look good for her ex-husband. One time he got out and he picked up my brother and I to sleep at his friend's house. The morning after, I woke up to my brother crying because my dad wasn't there. Instead, we woke up to some lady who we've never met.
Some Billy shit.
Sleeping right next to us. Her horrified facial expression with not knowing how to care for a crying six-year-old makes me laugh till this day. When looking for my dad, I opened the bedroom door to him and his friends sitting around a candle with a metal spoon.
He couldn't wait, bitch.
God damn it.
Billy.
It was meth or heroin, but recently learned his choice of drug was meth. I remembered him yelling at me to get out, and when I tried to explain to him what was happening, he said she was Lady Gaga and that we shouldn't be scared.
Oh, my God.
Like, sir, first of all, no the fuck, that's not Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga doesn't do meth and a teddy fucking in the living room.
I'm not waking up next to her. And second of all, go get your crying kid. Mind you, I was only 7 years old myself.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember what happened next, but that night I do remember being fake sleep with him carrying me into an apartment. Next thing I know, he's yelling at the girl, saying disrespectful things with her friend there and slamming her door. Pretty sure it's because she wouldn't watch his kids while he was getting high. Oh, I feel sorry for Miss Lady Gaga, but so glad she didn't stick around his abusive ass.
That's fucking Billy, dude.
Anyways, fast forward to now. I found out that not only do I have a 3-year-old half-sister, but the mother of his child is the same age as me.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
At his super grown age now, he isn't in their lives either and is in the Philippines jail for dealing shabu, which I'm pretty sure is meth.
Fuck.
A year ago, my dad's stepsister, who I've never met before, contacted me when I lived in another state. When we decided to meet, she had told me stories about their childhood, which made sense on why my dad turned out the way he is. It all started with his dad, my grandpa. My grandpa took two of his sons to move to the U.S. and promised his ex-wife and his two other children that he would go back for them once he settled in. Long story short, he never went back and started his life with another woman and parented her children, leaving his sons to care for themselves as young as 13 years old.
Damn.
I'm sure there's more stories that I have suppressed within the years, but those are the ones that I randomly remembered. Thank you both for normalizing family dysfunction as you make myself and so many others feel heard and never alone. And of course, can't end this write-in without saying free Palestine. Mm. Oh, we love you. Thank you for sending this. Love you.
That was great.
That reminds me of one of her dad's stories and one of my dad's stories combined. Like, it just sounds like, you know, a combination of the two. My dad was good for pulling up with bitches in the car.
My dad getting mad at a girlfriend for... her not wanting my underage non-licensed self to drive the car. He was like, pull this motherfucker. Oh, you're letting my daughter drive this car.
Bitches weren't allowed to talk to me. So if I got in the car, I was the queen. And he made it clear in front of me. You couldn't have this talk before I got in the car, but he would have the talk in front of me. I don't know if it was like to flatter me or what. Bitch, don't you say shit to her at all. Don't even look at her while she's in the motherfucking car. Don't say shit. She's curled up in like the back seat or like staring out the window or whoever it was as I'm in the front, just like trying to get dropped off at your house or the mall.
You're like,
or
God somewhere. Damn, bitch. Gun it. Fucking gun it.
Can you hurry
it.
The fuck up? Because I'm not really trying to be here
right.
for y'all fucking arguments. But fuck. At least I was the queen. This makes sense why I want to be the queen all the time. And I'm the dom that I am.
Jimbo started that shit.
He fostered that in me. Yeah. Don't look at her. Don't speak to her. I'm in the front.
Yeah,
bitch.
Meth's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
We have one more. You want to read it?
Yeah. I'm trying to see when this one is sent in.
This one has some funny in it.
Is this long time, first time listener, big time hater?
Nope.
Okay, should I read this one first?
Yeah, fuck it.
Hi, ladies. Long time listener, first time writing, big time hater. Just kidding. So I'm writing because I moved to Sac, bought a house, got this job I really love. The benefits are great. The work is manageable. My supervisors are cool, and it's a great commute.
Oh, my God. I love this for you.
I love this so far. However, I'm working with two older women, 15 plus years older than me, that are trying to make my work life a living hell.
Oh.
They found out that I do not have a degree, but have the same position they have, and they treat me like I don't deserve to be there, but I do. I worked hard to get there. Fuck them. They have openly talked about my shape. I had a BBL. And the
who does that?
And the clothes I wear. What a bunch of bitter old bitches.
Who
bitter,
fucking
meddling, messy old hens.
I could never imagine being an older woman.
Hater.
And hating on a younger woman. I'm fucking high-fiving you.
And the clothes I wear after being complimented about my work outfits by staff and upper management. They talk in loud whispers about me, make nasty remarks, and laugh and make fun of the way I speak.
Oh, no. Nah.
Now I gotta beat y'all ass. They've started rumors about me messing with a man I don't even know in our office building.
Oh, no.
They have moved things from my desk and tried to pretend I'm crazy when I notice they're missing. They're fucking bullying you. They have told me to do things that were wrong. And then when I ask the boss for clarification on the task, they get angry and call me a snitch and messy. You bitches need to quit playing with me. How about
that? What I would do right now before she even finishes this. Go on Amazon and order them fucking spy pins or whatever. Put that shit on your shirt.
Yeah.
And fucking record your entire day.
Start doing that. Yeah.
That's exactly something that you can put on you that's incognito.
Yeah.
That you can record shit. That's exactly what I would do.
Because they're fucking with you and trying to get you in trouble, trying to get rid of you. Yeah.
Yep.
They have questioned my intelligence and have made it a very uncomfortable work environment for me every day.
Mm-mm.
I want to go to HR, but one of the ladies is related to the HR person.
See?
And the other is the boss's favorite.
Oh,
this is fucked up. I'm so exhausted with this situation. I don't want to leave because I've worked hard for this job and I don't want them to think they can bully me out of my spot.
No.
If it were any other time or place, I'd catch them in the parking lot and whoop their asses. But I'm trying to be a grown up, keep this job, pay my mortgage, and take care of my son and puppy and do the right thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of is what would Pat and Crystal do? I need this job until I complete my college classes and get my degree. Any advice would really, really help. I feel like I'm going to snap. All I can think about is hitting one of them across the face with my keyboard or my three-hole punch. Thank you both. Or love you both. Mean it. Brianna.
Hey.
Brianna, listen.
Record that
Do what she said and start. Keep a log, you know, because that counts also. Start keeping a log of every fucking incident, every comment, everything that goes missing.
All of it.
And just be as professional as possible because this is a job that you want to keep and you don't want them to win.
And they want
you. I would not let them hoes win.
They want to take you out of character.
They're trying to provoke you.
Don't do it.
It sounds like every way they can.
Yep.
So just start keeping a log of every comment and shit you hear. Get cameras. You can get a nanny cam.
Yep.
Put it on your fucking desk, a teddy bear nanny cam or something. Get as much documented that you can so that this can be brought to somebody.
And I wouldn't interact with them at all. Even if you hear them talking about you, commenting on
let
shit.
Let them messy, miserable let them be mad.
Interact with them only when it's work related and just keep moving.
And keep it as short as possible.
Because they want you to do some stupid shit and get yourself fired. That's what they're hoping.
Do not let them play you out your position.
Yeah, fuck that. Especially if you've worked hard to get there. Fuck that. What a miserable...
Miserable, bitter bitches.
Couple of
broads. My God. That's so angering.
That's really fucked up.
But just be glad that you're not in a position in your life either where you have to do that to people and be ugly like that. Like,
ew.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Ew. That's fucked up. Update us, please.
Yeah.
All right. You want to read this?
Okay.
I think it's 2 pages.
Hey, ladies. This is a birthday shout out. Plus, I have a couple stories. So bear with me, please. First off, I just want to tell you both what amazing people you are. I can't say I've listened since the beginning, but I have binged every episode.
Oh, we love you.
The community you've built and the safe space you've created for us weirdos means more than you will ever know. You're empowering and have helped me learn how to find my voice. Mm. I've been loving Crystal's Patreon lives. They are so much fun. Crystal, I'm the one who shared the pic of Clay, Debo, and Posey the other day. Meow.
Yep.
I can't wait for Cat Pat to get on board. I want to give myself the biggest 50th birthday shout out. My birthday is October 20th. And while I am more Scorpio than I'd like to admit, I'm such an overthinking, fair fighting Libra. My God. Anyways, aww. I have come a long ass way and I want to tell myself, girl, I am so, so proud of you. Look at you killing life, working full time, working towards your degree, still not drinking, 4 years sober off the liquor.
We had a conversation in there about sobriety yesterday.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And making the best memories you can. Here's to making 50 fabulous. Pat, I have gotten Bartholin's motherfucking cysts before, and they are the worst. The first time, it was my birthday, and I was at Disneyland with my new, much younger boyfriend, and I felt some pressure down there.
Oh, no.
But I blew it off and walked miles around Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
By the end of the day, my left lip was swollen and literally hanging like 4 inches lower than the right lip. Oh, my fucking God. The next day, we went to California Adventure, and I tried to thug it out. I mean, this dude spent hundreds of dollars on these tickets, and I can't let my swollen pussy ruin it, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, one of the last things I remember is being what I can only describe as a cold white sweat, and my vision was blurry from the pain. A ride attendant noticed I wasn't okay and got me a wheelchair and had us escorted out of the park. Oh, my God. My dude was hella irritated with me because I kept telling him I was fine. But again, I just didn't want to ruin the day. Yeah. We found a Kaiser ER and here I am spread eagle on a cold steel table with some strange man all up in my shit. And my new boyfriend's sitting right next to me.
Oh my God.
The doc said there wasn't anything they could do, but he did give me some Norcos. Once those kicked in, we went back to California Adventure.
She's like, it's good.
Fuck it. When I got home, my normal OB lanced it and put a catheter in to drain, which was almost worse than the cyst on California Adventure Day. I've had 2 or 3 since then, but nothing as bad as that first one. I feel your pain, and I'm sorry you're dealing with this. I also have a wild dad story.
Bring it.
My pops just turned 70 and I'm his next of kin. Okay, little backstory. His nickname is Silk or Silky Smooth.
Okay.
He's a bar manager and love his this. Girlfriend is younger than me.
Oh, shit. Love it.
Anyways.
Not.
He's getting up there and we never had an end of life talk. So one day I asked him if he wanted to be on life support or if he wanted me to pull the plug. These are important conversations to have.
For sure.
He looked at me dead serious and said, Dana, I want you to ask if my dick can still get hard because if I can't fuck anymore, there is no point in being alive. Yeah, Dad, I will pull the plug on you today. So don't play with me. Oh my God.
Horny ass so old man.
Happy fucking birthday to me. And thank you, ladies, so, so, so much for empowering the rest of us to kick ass. Love, 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 Dana.
Oh, happy birthday,
Dana. And if his dick ain't working, think about your dad's dick.
Think
thank
about
you,
his
Dad.
Dick.
Thank you.
Before you pull the
what
plug.
What is this theme with parents?
And dicks.
And sexual. Fuck. Putting the sexual image this in their kids' fucking, head.
Yeah, this is parent sex episode.
Yeah, enjoy it.
And yep. Congratulations on your sobriety.
Yes, I love that. Cool. I really love that.
I think actually I can't remember if we had that conversation yesterday or today, but we have quite a few patrons that
don't be bonding with
sober.
Them without me behind my back. Bonding with them behind my back.
We like to play this make believe game. It's called
queen of podcasting. What is it? Podcasting. Fucking
women 20, in podcasting. Yeah. 2024.
We play women in podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with me. It's just called woman in podcasting.
It's called Crystal and
Woman of Podcasting 2024. You bitch. I have no knowledge of any of it. Fuck you.
I have a live event coming
up. Right. Oh, by the way, I had a dream. Last night that this
She's fucking insane, bro.
I woke up and I was like, she is shady. Like, watch
You're
that one.
Such a
Keep
bitch.
A fucking eye on that one because she is funny
Mental
acting.
Illness.
I woke up and I was like, wow, there was this nice ass boat. It was like a mini yacht. It was like a yacht, but a short one. Hella nice.
It's a dream because I ain't got no friends with money like that.
It was our nephew and his girlfriend, Jada, and fucking a bunch of other people. Apparently I was not invited. All I remember is her sending me this video, no text message, no dialogue with it, just sent the video to rub it in my face. And it was her on this yacht. It was beautiful wherever they were, and she was in an olive green bikini, hella dancing, sexual.
She
twerking.
Said I was twerking. I'm like, I'm so uncoordinated. Twerking. We know that's a dream.
I recognized Mitchie and Jada in the video, and I was like, who? Why are they here? When
twerking
was this?
In front of my nephew.
Twerking in front of them.
Front
you guys were
nephew.
All partying. It was hella fucking people, and I was like, this bitch is hella funny acting. She didn't want me there. And I've experienced that with friends before where they're like, they want all the shine. And she was doing that. And I just text her and I was like, you're hella funny acting. I also screenshot that and sent it to Jada. Like, if y'all don't want me there, you need to just say that. So I'm gonna just put that out there.
Her brain is her worst fucking enemy sometimes. Cause what the fuck, twerking?
I was like, whatever.
Can
if I see
walk
a bikini,
straight.
If I see an olive green bikini, I know what time it is. So.
I have one.
See?
From the photo I posted.
See? There you have it. Yep.
It's evidence.
It's evidence.
Who's yacht?
Yeah. I was like, this bitch, you got to keep an eye on that one.
We're all poor. We don't have fucking yachts.
It was somebody's party. I don't know. I wasn't invited. But yeah. Okay.
I hate you. Your fucking brain. We fucking go to hang out at her house to steal her hammers too.
When they helped me move,
fucking
I was
bitch.
Like hitting everybody like, where is my fucking, I cannot, I saw it that day. So where is it?
Like, and I know one of you guys came over here to pretend to help to get my hammer.
And I've said when things go missing, I immediately get very accusatory. I can't
She's
help it.
She's fucking an asshole.
I cannot help it. And then I found it later in
know.
A bag. Like,
I know you did.
Somewhere. Oh my God.
Nobody
Sorry guys. Sorry. I got it.
We're all used to
Mind
it.
Mind you, I done sent my ex-husband to go buy another one. Now I have two hammers at my house,
Good.
Too, because I found the one y'all stole.
We're all used to it. We're like, here she goes.
Yeah.
Who's fucking going to be the criminal this time? God. All right.
Okay. I got to go to Chipotle. I'm tired.
Oh, what's new? Pussycat.
Whoa.
Thank you guys so much for the support, the word of mouth, promotion, everything, hanging out with us on Patreon.
We love you.
Even if it's behind my back. Everything. Thank you. We love all the support in our community, and we love you.
You guys are fabulous. Leave us reviews.
Please.
We have a few. We're going to read them next episode.
Yeah.
And share us.
Yes,
and thank
please.
You guys for always hanging with us. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Same.
My eyes burn.
Mine were burning.
What is fucking going on today?
I think it's a full moon all week.
It's something.
I think I read that. It sounds like you have a lion in your fucking backyard.